Hey there, welcome to This Feeling Reset, where we're going to be talking about moving from sadness to joy. My name is Jessica Hoddle, and I'm your host. Sometimes I think we use happy and joy interchangeably, and happy is really about circumstances, and joy is not. So you're going to have days where happy and joy coexist, and other days where joy, non-circumstantial, and sadness, circumstantial, will coexist. We know that our joy is found in the Lord, who is our strength and present for every battle that we face. Maybe you've heard the scripture in Nehemiah 8:10. The joy of the Lord is my strength. When we look at the context of this scripture, it's after the children of Israel returned to Jerusalem from exile. They were listening to the law being read and were overcome with conviction and were weeping. Ezra was the man responsible for having the temple rebuilt and for returning God's people to worship. Nehemiah, in all his work of rebuilding the walls, just carried on the work Ezra had begun. Now I'm going to read the full scripture in Nehemiah. Then Nehemiah, the governor, Ezra, the priest and teacher of the law, and the Levites who were instructing the people said to them all, "This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep." For all the people had been weeping as they listened to the words of the law. Nehemiah said, "Go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks, and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." What I love about this is the word of God was doing its intended work. 2 Timothy 3:16 tells us two things the word of God is profitable for: reproof and correction. And let's be honest, sometimes it hurts to be reproved and corrected. And these tears were evidence of pain, right? Of pain and sorrow for the sin that they were being convicted of, for the things that they had done. Something that's important for us to note around this scripture, the joy of the Lord is our strength, is that may our sorrow for sin not grow to be so excessive that it hinders our joy in God. Sometimes we really beat ourselves up over the things that we've done. We hold on to it so long, right? We feel the sadness of maybe being hurt or maybe us of hurting others or things that didn't go the way that we thought they should. And here we see that these people, that Israel is kind of weeping over their sins after being read the law by Ezra. And then we see Nehemiah encouraging them to go and enjoy food, go and enjoy this day, because this day is holy, right? He says, "Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is our strength." So Ezra, Nehemiah, and the Levites did not want the people to mourn, even though it is a good thing to be sad under the conviction of the Holy Spirit through the word of God. Yet if the sense of our conviction is greater than the sense that God is doing good and holy work, then tears are not good. And I started thinking about how we can move from sadness to joy. And I love this idea of how they were convicted of their sins. They were convicted of, when they were reading the word of God, the things that they needed to work on. But they were also encouraged, hey, let's not stay here. Let's find our joy in the Lord, for he is our strength. And let's continue to move forward in keeping God the main thing, our point, as he continues to nurture and guide us. Therefore, the joy of the Lord is our strength, even when we are being convicted of our sin. When we are convicted of sin, we know that God is doing a work in us, so we can be glad and take joy. And you're probably thinking, okay, this doesn't sound like sadness to joy. But the good news is that Jesus died on the cross for your sins. He rose again. He defeated death. That means that we no longer have to live a life full of regrets, full of shame, full of condemnation, that we don't have to stay in our sin. He died once for all, and that was for our sin. So we get to repent. We get to think new thoughts. We get to change the direction. We don't have to stay in sadness. We get to move into joy because it's not circumstantial. I love this idea of do not sorrow, for the Lord is our strength. It's a beautiful picture of how the people felt sad because they were aware of their own sin, but they could walk in joy because God was doing a great work. When is the last time when you were in sadness that you thought to yourself, man, I'm going to praise God because he is doing a great work in me and he is doing a great work in those around me? Our emotions are not beyond our control. And this is what we see here, that we can do God's will even when we don't feel like it. When Ezra was reading the law to the people, it produced sorrow because their lives and behavior were not in alignment with the law. But instead of being rebuked and condemned, they were instructed to celebrate because the joy of the Lord. Why would the Lord have joy when there were a bunch of sinners, right? And I love that the children of Israel were never known for their perfect behavior, and we can see that. They constantly complained when they got out of captivity and escaped Egypt, right? We can see how they were always worshiping a god or the next best thing because, well, they were in the desert and they didn't know what to do. Well, I guess I should say the wilderness. And they didn't know what to do. So they always looked for something to satisfy their current need. The children of Israel mourned due to their failure to uphold the law. They felt hopelessly separated from God. But God is love, right? And the Bible tells us that love covers a multitude of sin. So when we feel connected to God and loved by him, it gives us confidence and assurance and boldness to approach him, to find grace, to help in the time of need. And that says that in Hebrews 4:16, and the grace that he provides is enough for everything in our lives. 2 Corinthians 12:9, for my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. So that means that even in sadness, sorrow, and conviction, joy is still our strength and pursuit because God is good and kind to allow good work in us. 2 Corinthians 7:10 says, godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regrets, but worldly sorrow brings death. Now, I want you to begin to move an application from sadness to joy. I want you to be encouraged that the joy of the Lord is our strength, but I love this context of they were actually being convicted of their sin and their behavior and the things that were going on around them and the things that they'd done. But Nehemiah encouraged them to celebrate and to be of good cheer and to be encouraged, not that their sin was any less, but that God was bigger and God was doing a holy and good work in them. So what can we do today? How can you move from sadness to joy and switch your perspective from destruction and sadness to that joy of the Lord, of the good things that God is doing in your life and those around us? It is very easy in our day to open social media, to turn on the news, and to see nothing but bad things happening around the world. There isn't good news that is shared on the news, and there's not much good news shared on social media right now. I get it. But that doesn't make God any less good. So we can have sadness and joy, and they can coexist. But let us remember that the joy of the Lord is our strength and that he's doing a good and holy work. And if you have a moment for this application, I'm going to walk you through some things that I really want you to do to get your joy tank up. Joy is really it's nonverbal. And when we think of gratitude, it's memories based versus words spoken or words typed or any words at all. Nonverbal gratitude is memories based. So I want you to close your eyes and replay 2 to 3 moments you felt joy and God near. I want you to pay attention to how your body feels as you relive each of those moments. And I want you to list your reactions. Again, it's very important that you don't use words to show your joy. I want you to think of memories. I want you to think of all the nonverbal things. I want you to think of pictures. I want you just to take a moment, be with God, be with the memories and the moments that brought you joy. The key is to pay attention to how your body responds to joy and to stay connected to God throughout the memories. So again, I want you to think of pictures and movies playing in your head more than words being used to express joy. Most of our gratitude and joy is expressed through words. So this is going to take practice, but this practice is really expressed through pictures more than anything else. So I want you to feel God with you in those experiences of joy and memories. This helps us to find joy by tracing back to Him. Be encouraged that God is doing good and holy work. Take the time to do this application for joy, to close your eyes, to think of all the memories or pictures in your head. Get that movie playing without words and think about how much fun or the times of laughter and relive those. Pay attention to how your body feels and stay connected to our loving Father during the entire time. I would love to hear from you. What feelings would you like me to talk about next? I would love to do feelings reset at least once a month, moving from one feeling to the next. Come on over to Instagram. You can find me at Jessica Hoddle. Send me a DM and let me know what scripture you'd like me to expand on or what feeling you want me to help you move through next. Until next time, don't forget, challenge the way you think to change the way you live. P.S. One more thing. I started doing something new with the podcast show notes. So if you head to the link below, you'll actually be able to sign up for the podcast newsletter so that you can get the show notes emailed to you every single week. I took a poll on Instagram and it was highly favored that you would more than likely read show notes versus going on a hunt to find them. If you want the show notes and the application steps today, head to the link in the show notes below so that you can get them emailed to you today. Okay, now I'm really gone. Until next time.